Struggling with an outdated website? Did you try to DIY your website and it's not getting the traffic you had hoped? Need a stunning redesign, full site audit, and all the latest updates? Site Hype Designs has you covered. We're the Wizards of Web, crafting sleek, modern sites that can help get your business back on track. Right now, the first 10 listeners to email us with the subject Johnny Claus will score a complete site audit and exclusive consulting tips from our head wizard, Johnny Claus himself. So send him a message and see if you qualify. Don't wait. Email John at sitehypedesigns.com with Johnny Claus in the subject line. That's John at sitehypedesigns.com. Hurry, only the first 10 get this magical deal. This is a holiday present for your business that can change how your customers find you. Site Hype Designs, where your website dreams come to life. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House show, your trusted source for home improvement information. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Eric G. Johnny is out working on a project right now, and I thought I would knock out our midweek update. This is the show that kind of continues on from last week and, of course, doesn't really cover the stuff that we're going to hear on the weekend show. Thanks for joining me. Happy Wednesday, everyone. I'm seeing a trend, and I wanted to talk about it on the design side of things right now, and it's showing up on social media. And there are people out there that are remodeling, and I totally get it. You're trying to save money. But what I'm seeing is you're saving money in all the wrong places many times. The questions that are coming out on these home improvement groups out there that I'm seeing across the interweb is scary at best. Like I just answered one here in the Ask a Cabinet Maker group where someone is building a house. The kitchen island is maple. The floors are red oak. And they're trying to make them match. First off, I go, wow, you don't want to make those look the same because you're not going to. Oak is a really heavy grained, open grain wood, and maple, that's why they make butcher block countertops out of it. It is really a fairly non-porous, tight grained wood. So you're not going to get those two to match. And if you try, it's going to look even worse. Now, when you're working with woods out there, you've also got to realize you might try to make something match today. But maple tends to go a little more brown orange as it ages, and the oak changes as well. So you might have a moment in time where these two match, but this is where it goes badly because the oak's head in one direction, the maple's head in the other. And then 5 years down the road, it looks like you tried to match it, but you missed the mark. And that's the worst, is getting them close. Close says that, wow, I tried and that's the best I could get it. Versus, I tried to make it go this way and I landed it. So the thing that I'm seeing out there is there's so many mistakes being made on the design side, whether it's a kitchen cabinet layout, whether it's what am I doing in the bathroom or even a living room fireplace remodel. And I'm seeing these mistakes get made. And I think the worst part is you're dropping them up into large groups of homeowners that are giving a personal opinion that, quite frankly, are interesting. It's entertaining, but it's sure not helping the person that is the original poster in this. And that's another one. And so it's, ouch, okay, why are you trying to do something that's 1986? If you want that for your house, that's awesome. But when you post it up and say, I'm trying to put my house up for sale, and you're trying to make something look like 1986, you're probably heading backwards versus forwards, and you're not going to get that money back. Now, the other one that's interesting is I love, and it's just absolutely crazy, I love watching the urban myths of home improvement design and construction on social media. It's really so much fun. I love the Amish people, don't get me wrong, but Amish cabinet makers are still, most of them, using CNC machines, Milwaukee Sanders, maybe Fest or Fine or something like that as far as the brands, but they are still using the modern conveniences because it's in work. Now, I have been through plenty in Pennsylvania, in the Midwest, Amish cabinet factories. They have the highest technology out of any people. So it's so funny when I see online people going, ah, I'm in South Florida. Are there any Amish cabinet makers down here? That's adorable. I love it. And I love that those people have that reputation of building quality stuff. And generally they do. But thinking that's going to work that way, you're getting people that probably care about it. But them being an Amish cabinet maker says nothing of how it was built. It's kind of saying, hey, I'm going to a custom shop. I tell you what, on the pages that I run, most of the cabinet, 95% of the cabinet issues that are cabinetry related, not design related, not shipping related, none of that stuff, are from custom cabinet shops. And it's just because there's no rules, there's no standards, there's no nothing with that, where these big companies that you see that are in the home centers or are the large national manufacturers, they've got it dialed in. They don't make the mistakes that the small guys made because they made them 30 years ago. And you can't make those on a large scale and ship them out across the country without it absolutely tanking your business. So that's what you got to be careful with out there. And these are things that, you know, you're seeing the mistakes being made with that. I'm seeing people trying to do wood countertops throughout their kitchen and not understanding it, of the maintenance and the issues you're going to have. I'm seeing people trying to fit in islands into places that they don't mesh. And then some of the funniest ones are color expectations. If your custom cabinet manufacturer or person down the street is out there and they picked up the paint from the Sherwin-Williams retail store, sorry, folks, you hired the wrong person. You want a commercial cabinetry finish, not something that I can walk into my local Sherwin-Williams store. You need to be talking to the commercial side of the business, not the retail painting drywall side of the business. That way you can get the right materials for that project. Nothing against Sherwin-Williams. You just got to be on the right side of the building and not on the retail side to deal with that. That way you can make sure you get the quality finish on that. So as things are getting very expensive out there, and yeah, they're not getting any cheaper from what I'm seeing. And if you're planning on stuff the first of the year, be working on it. Take the time. There are plenty of great custom cabinet shops, as I've always said, and we've covered this a lot on the show, but there's a ton of them out there that are good. You are just going to have to weed through the dozens in your area to find the right one. And how I do that is a couple things. Here's a couple tips for you. Before you go to contract, have them make a nice big sample that you get to keep. It gives you the color, the door style, everything. And if it doesn't look right, then that's a warning. Have them make it again. And that way you have a sample to work with. And then make sure your contract is nice and clear and tells you exactly what's going on. So that way that's all noted and they're going to have to put it out there. Now, understanding if you're doing woods, understanding what rift cut, quarter sawn, plane sawn materials look like will help you. And that's going to make things look a little bit better for you, but be very careful. And if they want to paint or stain on site, I pass. Even on painted cabinets. And I know there are some of you out there that in my area, that's all we do. And I get it. That is a regional thing. But I guarantee you, you will always get a better finish in a factory than you will in the field. And it's not close. So take your time on that. And don't get ripped off. Now, here's the thing. I was out looking for, let's talk about holiday decorating for a minute here, too. I was out looking with my girlfriend for some stuff for Thanksgiving. Holy smokes. As soon as Halloween's gone, so are Thanksgiving decorations. We decided at the last minute we're going to have a family dinner over here at our place. And I tell you what, that was crazy. It was a hard look to find the right stuff. Online shopping is going to be the answer for that one. It's so funny how retailers now out there have skipped over Thanksgiving altogether. We see Halloween show up on Labor Day, Christmas show up by early September. And yes, I saw them in Costco and Home Depot, Lowe's, even earlier than that. And all of a sudden, I think by Thanksgiving, we'll see the Christmas stuff going out and closing out and being gone. And it's really messed up. And you know something? The tariffs really aren't going to be a big thing on that this year. So many of these people, of these big retailers, ordered that stuff last year, and it's been sitting in warehouses for a while. So I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. But take a look around out there. There will be good deals to buy this year. I think people, with the government shutdown, with the crazy government shutdown, which I hope gets resolved today, that's idiotic. We've got people not, and I get it. There's a lot of people out there that need that help. But here's my little rant of the day, guys. I'm sitting here watching my local news. Lady's like, oh my gosh, Oregon gave me half of my SNAP benefits. It's nice to have that. So what I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to treat myself. I'm making eggplant parmesan. I'm like, hey, they only gave you half. Instead of doing eggplant parmesan, you might want to make that last a month, just in case, but nope. And the crazy stuff that I saw with people being interviewed on that, with expensive clothes, expensive watch, expensive everything, but they got their SNAP benefits. They got their food stamps. So it clearly shows that there are some people out there that might be abusing that system. And of course, there are people out there that absolutely need it. And I do not want to confuse those two, because it is there for a reason. And I think it's something we have to have. But I think maybe we don't need to be giving it out like candy at a parade. And keep it for the people that actually need the help. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. I did see a few things here on the recalls real quick that are important. And this is an interesting one here. I saw a lot of, interesting stuff this week. There have been a lot of, there's a trend real quick. We'll talk about an upcoming show, but there's a trend of our local companies that we see out there, our local home improvement, plumbing, heating, getting bought out by the Black Rocks and all those people out there. And of course, they don't know how to run home improvement companies, and they all keep going just absolutely bankrupt. And we're starting to see that stuff play through. So interesting stuff. On our recall list today, Peloton recalls original series bike plus exercise bikes due to fall and injury hazards. The bike seat post assembly can break during use, posing fall and injury hazard to the user. Ouch. That's a bad visual that won't come out of my mind. And Costco, if you like that purple labeled signature Prosecco, they got a problem with those. The Prosecco bottles can break or shatter, posing a laceration hazard. Being very careful, and they say do not attempt to open them. So that's a big one. Be careful there, guys. We talked about the mattress stuff last week, but the interesting one that I thought this week that I was like, oh, here we go, this could be a problem, is we're starting to see, even though they're closed down out there, let me find this one. I'm trying to find it here. I love tools. There we go. There it is right there. Pulling it up live as we're looking at it here. There is a interesting recall. Lots of clothing baby stuff. But Steel recalls BR-800 backpack blowers due to laceration hazard. The fan wheel inside the backpack blower can break apart. Uh-oh. Consumers should stop using the Steel BR-800 backpack blower and bring it to an authorized servicing dealer for a free inspection and replacement of the fan wheel. There's about 48,000 of those out there. So be really careful there, guys. That's one that could cause an impact. And I don't want things blowing apart when it's on my back and I'm using it. And that could be really ugly. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Happy Wednesday. Hopefully the government gets turned down and gets going here again. We get this heat turned down off a high on this whole thing and get the government back to work and working for us. I know it's not going to happen, but hey, at least we can get some of these things taken care of, like airplanes in the air and people make it to their holiday destinations. Hopefully get that figured out today. I'm hopeful. I'm still hopeful. We'll see what happens. Have a great rest of the week, everybody. Stay safe out there. I appreciate you tuning in to Around the House. And make sure that you get a hold of us if you have any kind of a question, comment, suggestion. We'll take it over to aroundthehouseonline.com. Well, I'll see you Saturday. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. Be good out there.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time. Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.